is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. During a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister at the White House, President Trump said he will fire some of the FBI agents who investigated January 6th cases.
We have some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
The acting FBI director complied with an order to turn over that list of names to the Justice Department. Trump also announced Japan's Nippon Steel will drop its bid to buy U.S. Steel and will invest in the company instead.
I didn't want it purchased, but investment I love.
The president, in a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister, says he'll play a direct role in negotiating a deal with Japan's Nippon Steel.
We're going to meet with Nissan next week, the head of Nissan, very great company, and they'll work out the details. I'll help. I'll be there to mediate and arbitrate.
Trump repeatedly referring to the Japanese car company Nissan, but apparently meaning Nippon Steel. Former President Joe Biden had blocked Japan's acquisition of U.S. Steel on national security grounds. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A judge is hearing arguments this afternoon on a challenge to the Trump administration's push to dismantle USAID. Robert Weissman is co-president of Public Citizen, which filed the lawsuit on behalf of two federal employee unions.
The U.S.'s main humanitarian agency was created by Congress, can only be closed by an action of Congress.
Sangamon County in Illinois has agreed to pay $10 million to settle with the family of Sonia Massey. A sheriff's deputy shot Massey in the head and killed her after she had moved a boiling pot of water from her stove last summer. Officials say she was facing a mental health crisis. Keep some hand sanitizer handy. CBS's Alexander Tin says this flu season has kicked into a higher gear.
CDC data suggests this winter's second wave of influenza infections is now at some of the highest levels on record since late 2009, amid that year's swine flu pandemic.
At least two people were killed and three injured when a pair of tornadoes touched down in eastern Tennessee.
A mother and daughter were killed when the storm passed over their home in Morgan County, Tennessee last night, according to the county's emergency management agency. Aaron Evans is with the sheriff's office.
Just pray right now. Pray, think about people.
This man described what it was like when a twister touched down near him.
You could hear the tornado on the ground. It honest to God sounded like a freight train coming through the area.
One of the tornadoes had maximum sustained winds of 135 miles per hour. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Not a good end to the week on Wall Street after the January jobs report missed the mark. Employers added 143,000 jobs, 25,000 fewer than expected. Stocks are sharply lower at the close. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A standout student athlete from St. Cat's has been named a winner at the Super Bowl. Mariano Talamantes beat out 58 other nominees nationwide to win the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. Talamantes was nominated by the Green Bay Packers. It could be a snowy Saturday for some. Higher totals are called for the further north you go. After this past week, where several area squad cars were totaled after ice impact, local law enforcement is trying to get people ready. Molly Jones leaves behind a legacy of dedicated public service in Racine. The news of the 2nd District Alderwoman's death came yesterday through a statement from the city. Details about a funeral and a memorial for Alderwoman Jones are still being worked out. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brooke Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in five Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. Current temp is 30.
Sants, WRJN, did you get your workout in today? Maybe you don't need that big, strenuous workout every day. Maybe all you need is an exercise snack every now and then. A study from McMaster University found that as little as 20 seconds of brisk stair climbing done several times a day might be enough exercise to improve fitness. The study found that people can complete a meaningful series of insta-workouts without leaving their office building or even changing out of their dress shoes.
Oh, Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
California, Denver, I'm such a winner's day.
Langer on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, Memorial Hall is the place March 1st and 2nd for the Racine County Eyes Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. There's going to be experts there in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, too, and sustainable living experts. You can also see live demonstrations. It's all Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. $10 at the door. We're going to be there, too, with live broadcasts. So we encourage you to stop by and say hi. If you want more information on the Racine County Eye Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, visit racinecountyeye.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Nelson on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is armadillos have four babies at a time and are all the same gender. All right, go share that with a friend.
We'll be right back.
Local News, Timeless Hands, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. You know where Mike is this week, by the way? Yeah, he's at the Super Bowl. He goes every year. It makes me sick, really. Mike has recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. You can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine kid has won big at the Super Bowl. Mariano Telementes of St. Catharines has been announced as the winner of the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. He beat out 58 other students from across the country. Telementes, who was nominated by the Green Bay Packers, is being recognized for his excellence as a two-time team captain and Metro Classic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. The prize is a $25,000 grant. Telementes will participate in several events this weekend and has plans to play at Carthage in the fall. It could be a snowy Saturday for some. Higher totals are called for the further north you go. After this past week, where several area squad cars were totaled after ice impact, local law enforcement is trying to get people ready. Officials are reminding people about winter parking rules and that they should give themselves plenty of room to stop. You may have heard about how test scores were recently changed in Wisconsin. They may be changing back. Check out the Racine County Eye today to learn about the evolving process for pupils. Tis the season for sturgeon spearing. Lisa Hale has more about what's going on up north.
The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system, and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. Current temp is 30.
I just saw her.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's talk about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons for a minute. Back in 1966, they reworded one of their songs for a jingle for a Beech Nut Spearmint Gum TV commercial. The Four Seasons sang on the ad. Frankie Valli was the narrator explaining how the flavor of the gum hangs on. From 1965, it's Let's Hang On.
There ain't no good.
You say you're gonna go and call
local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Happy Friday. Did you get your WRJN newsletter in your email inbox today? Oh, you haven't signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com? Well, the newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and his tips on marketing and advertising, too. If you haven't already done so, simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz.
Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky on WRJN. You know, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits, so you can listen Saturday mornings, tomorrow morning, as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. You can listen tomorrow morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for the Capsule Countdown on WRJN.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Forget the day, a day of up-up-tight time, baby, chase it away, I
get a relaxation.
Lord, the night
time. And it's time to groove.
Lord, time to
I thank the Lord for the night time.
Lord, the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
Forget the day.
Forget the day.
They have a book tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
It's a time to groove.
Oh, time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
To forget the day.
They have a bump
tight time.
Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
It's
a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Now.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We're looking for a low tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, maybe a little snow and a high of 32. And then Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, look for a high of 27.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump says some of the FBI agents who worked on the January 6th investigations will be fired.
Thousands of agents were assigned to take part in various stages of the investigation into the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Now they're under review by the Trump administration.
We have some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Trump spoke during a joint news conference with the visiting Prime Minister of Japan. The names of the agents have been submitted to the Justice Department, which agreed for now not to publicly identify them after the agents cited safety concerns.